It's 7:31 on the Voice of Fairfield in Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com, anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday into last night and joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm great. How are you?
All right. How'd the meeting go last night?
Went well. It was a long one, but we did a lot of stuff, so that's good. First on the agenda, we had sort of bookend postponements in number 1 and number 11 and 12, so nothing there to talk about. First on the agenda that we did talk about was a proposal for a village district in Old Greenwich. Village district is a unique zoning overlay tool that the state statutes permit towns to apply or institute. It's sort of similar to an historic district in the concept, but it is less historic related and more contextual, so allows municipalities to protect a particular height, spacing, design of open space, design of roads and future roads in an area that they designate. So it is something that has been in a few POCDs, but definitely in the most the current one. This district was being proposed by a group of homeowners in the area. So they took it upon themselves to put a draft language together. We saw a pre-app earlier in the year. This is the first time we're seeing the official application. Just a lot of talk about the execution and how something like this works, because this would be the first time that some of the commission members and myself have had to think about executing a regulation like this. There were comments on language, and then just some thoughts about how this process would go forward if it was implemented. So it was left open for a later date, but an interesting sort of zoning discussion to start the night off. Next two items, 4 and 5, are Glen Plaza Associates, which is 21 Glenville, also known as the former Stop and Shop in Glenville. DeChico's is the prospective tenant there. We're looking to extend the commercial zone around the property to allow for more commercial parking. As a tenant, they thought that they feel that they need more parking than they're currently, and are asking the town and also the property owner to allow them to expand the parking lot, mostly in the rear of the building. This has been through ARC. This will be a new look to the outside, but the store is essentially the same with parking in the front and the rear. Commission approved both the site plan special permit and the zoning amendment to extend the commercial zone last night as well. Next, we had Abigail and McCarthy and Francia Alvarez proposing a scenic road designation for Palmer Hill Road from the Mayanus River to the Stamford border. This was on a meeting earlier in September, just discussions about what a scenic road does or does not do for private property owners abutting it. The discussion now, as people have become aware of what the scenic road is, there were some members of the public who may have written letters in support, and now they have decided that they are not supportive of the application. And one of the qualifications that's required is that 50% of the majority of lot frontage on a scenic road accepts the proposition of being designated. So we're now at a point where we need to double check that we have at least the proper number of residents and frontage lengths that this could even be considered by the commission. And just understanding how long the road is, how many houses, how much frontage is on the road, because again, as the neighbors proposed it, and some of them may not have all the surveying data, may not have numbers that are as close to actual as we may be able to find in town hall. So the commission has asked that staff help to understand exactly what the lengths and width are here. So again, left open, will be discussed at a later meeting.
Pat, were there specific objections?
No, not written in, but there were neighbors at the first meeting who expressed concerns that perhaps residents were not aware of what a scenic road is, I think the discussion was sort of people were describing it as a really like a nomination or like a just a signatory kind of thing, when there is actually a process that would be implemented if for for work in the road that is greater than what currently exists, which is factual. You know, what it doesn't do is it does not limit any property owner's rights, because it does not extend onto private property. It is only for the right-of-way. So it really implicates work that DPW may want to do that isn't necessarily maintenance repair and safety. So, you know, if people wanted to take trees down or move stone walls or whatever, that would have to be done with an eye to maintaining the historic character of a scenic road, for example.
Okay, great.
Yep. Next was 280 and 278 Otter Rock Drive. This is a Bellhaven large home on a two-acre property. Also was before the commission in September. A lot of concern about the manipulation of the site here, trees coming down. The trees that are coming back even would be were a subject of discussion. Neighbors in the area are concerned about the gross change of their views and habitat, and how this is maybe not in keeping with the Bellhaven style, which is something that they have authority over as a homeowners association, but not the commission. But there were some concerns about the environmental impacts, which is the commission's purview. Also noted that there may be an eagle's habitat on the property or in the vicinity, or that the trees that are on the property may serve as that eagle habitat. So the commission closed the item. They're looking for further comments from the conservation commission staff, which is something that they can do even when an application is closed, is seek comment from departments and agencies. So that will be a decision that will be made at a later date. Next was Sage and Sound and Mill Post Realty. This is 1116 1136 East Putnam Avenue, new location of Patsy's, if everyone's keeping up with the restaurants in town. It's that building there, that strip. This is a wellness center with classes and retail cafe market space on the upper floor, so sort of all-encompassing health and wellness type business. Real discussion has been with this is how many seats does this need and how much traffic is this going to generate for parking purposes, and to make sure that it's not going to overtop the amount of parking that's available on the property. Applicant did a very nice job of summarizing all the uses and how much they believe under zoning and by actual use this project will take up parking. And the commission approved that with conditions last night. So new business opening in town, which is great. Next, we had Neighbor to Neighbor, which, if you're familiar, is located on the property of Christ Church in Central Greenwich. And they've been there about 5 years now, operating, I should say. They have a very modest schedule to deliver services and receive deliveries, and there's even some mandatory timing for when refuse pickup happens. The new operator there, Mr. Hill, has explained that there's been a 20% uptick in demand for the services in the past year alone, and there's just been there's not enough hours under the current structure to deliver the needed services, so they've asked for some modest adjustments to the schedule, opening a half hour earlier, going a half hour later in the day, having an additional afternoon to provide services, and a sort of lights out cutoff for the activities in the building to go from 7 to 8 o'clock, as well as allowing for additional refuse pickup, because, you know, with produce and things like that, there's a lot of boxes, and those boxes accumulate in the 2-day a week or 3-day a week may not be enough, or is not enough, I should say, right now. Commission considered it, thought the changes were appropriate and moderate for the situation, especially given that there's a need, and approved the changes for the conditions of operation. Next was the Fudikevich property at 212 Old Mill, another application we heard earlier in the year. large house, over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, and there's site work involved and a special permit required. There was some questions about where the septic and the planting plans that were required, significant wetlands on the property, and how that was going to be executed. Trees were planted at one point in the right-of-way, which was precluding sight lines for the driveway that they wanted to relocate. But now that those trees were in the town property, they need permission to move them out. So applicant, between the last meeting and this, was able to get approvals to readjust those trees. So most questions are answered. Commission was able to approve that also with modifications. And then we had one discussion item that was unfortunately a no-show, so it was not discussed, so we didn't delve into that last night.
Was that the pre-application?
Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
All right, good. And then just a clarification, the DiCicco's application approved then, it moves on from P&Z, right?
Yep, DiCicco's is approved, so they'll start getting ready for construction docks, and I don't have any information about opening dates, but so the concept is good, and they can start going forward.
All right. Well, you meet three times in October, right, Pat?
We do. Yep. We have one in the middle and one at the end of this month.
All right. What's on next meeting? Any preview?
On the border of Stanford, Tesla has opened up a repair facility there, and their parking lot and some of their the land of that building is in Greenwich. So there's going to be a discussion about that parking lot. It's only moderately interesting because I know people have Teslas in town and know that it's there. We'll also be talking about the American Lane project. We'll be back likely to talk about their plans and progress regarding that design. So those are the big two right now that we have scheduled coming up.
Great stuff, Pat. As always, thanks very much for your time this morning, and take care. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, joining me with a meeting recap from last